Today, we're covering signs that is interesting you and they are not. This is a part episode. If you're with it, stay tuned for part one and part two. And I also want to say or use this opportunity to encourage you guys to also subscribe to our new YouTube channel. All right, so if you're with it, stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relate to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment.
So part two, we're discussing interest level. The name of the episode is, Are They Interested in Me? And part one, I talked about signs to tell whether or not a person is interested, try to gauge their interest level. This episode is kind of on the opposite end, where the first one I talked about, hey, they might like you, they do like you if they're doing this. This is part two, where I'm covering the things that people do when they're really not that into you. So let's get into it. Number one, they do not have the time. If they're not calling you or trying to connect in the other ways with you, then chances are they're not that interested or into you. And it could be because of things may have changed within their lives. If they were at one time interested in you, and then all of a sudden it appears as though they're not. So something may have changed. Their level of interest may have changed also because maybe someone else has come into their life, or it's very well possible that something has happened between you and them that kind of made them take a pause. So if they're not really putting in the work to really and truly be available, then that's a really big indicator of a lack of interest. If they're not trying to call you, they're not trying to see you, that's a real huge indicator. Now, that doesn't mean that if a person calls and wants to see you, that they're interested, right? So understand, person can still call, still want to hang out with you, but not really interested in you. And you can find that out by whether or not their actions align up with their words. So they can talk to you every day, every week, see you every week or what have you, or every couple of days. And on the phone, they can say they miss you, they can't wait to see you, but in person, really and truly, you're not feeling that connection there, right? You may go out on a date and the conversation is blah, right? Or it could be a situation in which they really and truly just need some company. A person say they want to be around you, but wait to the last minute to make plans or arrangements with you, and there's no reason for it. A person that may say they want to see you and then they cancel the date. This goes for both men and women. Something else came up, and it's always a reason why they have to change or move plans, or reason why they can't guarantee a date or a time. Their interest may be somewhere else, not necessarily with someone else, right? But their interest really isn't into you. Another way to tell if a person is not interested in you is if they're not really bringing you into their life. You've never met their friends. You've never met their family members. They may talk about work all the time, but if there's a work event where they can bring a plus one, they never bring you. Those are indicators that they're really not that interested in you. Another part of bringing you into their lives, if you don't even know what's going on with them. Right? If a person is doing something that's amazing education-wise, or maybe they're working on their master's degree, right? And you didn't even know it. Then all of a sudden they tell you, you know, that they have graduation in a couple of days and you're not invited. They're just telling you about it. You didn't even know they were in school. If you don't know the important or crucial things, not when you say crucial, right? But important things and milestones in their lives, things that aren't necessarily private. If you don't know what's going on with them, then that interest level is not there, because you know if a person is really and truly interested in you, they want to bring you in and let you know what they've been working on, what they've been stressing over, those type of things, just like you would. So that's another indicator that they are not as interested. Another thing is if they are not really consistent. A person that is inconsistent is really showing you where they value you. If that person is consistently not being consistent, then you might have a situation where you are more interested in them than they are in you. You could be just a person that's there just for convenience purposes. So inconsistency is a huge indicator that they are not interested in you. Another indicator that you can look for and sink your teeth in is if whether or not you share with them something that you're struggling with, or some coming to them for some type of advice on something, and they really and truly not interested in anything that has to do with things that are important to you. Maybe it's not advice. Maybe you're excited about a new promotion and they're like, oh, good for you. They're not that interested, okay? Another way to tell whether or not a person is interested in you is whether or not they really and truly want to make sure that they keep the peace. Sometimes when a person's interest has changed, then they really don't care whether or not you think they're an amazing person or not, right? You can honestly tell, because think about it, a person that you're interested in or that's interested in you, you guys want to always stay on good terms, if possible, right? You want to make sure that if there's any disagreement or disappointment, that that's cleared up. A person that could care less doesn't care that you're upset that you didn't call them back, or they didn't call you back. They're just like, okay, it is what it is. And another way to tell a person is not interested in you is if they start falling back. When I say falling back, they're not as available as they used to be, as responsive as they used to be. You could be in a situation where you're used to talking to them every day during lunchtime, and all of a sudden it's every other day, right? They're falling back. They're falling back. And it's okay. It's okay. Now, those are some things that you can look out for. Now, that does not mean that if you're talking to someone and they don't bring you into everything that's going on in your life, their life, or the things that are going on in their life, it does not mean that they're not interested. Some people are very private. So understand each one of these are possibilities or reasons why you can point to maybe they're not as interested. And it doesn't mean that their level of interest now won't change to where it may get better later. But I want you to be very, very aware. If you see a myriad of things or quite a few things that make you wonder or not whether or not this person is really into you, it's probably best for you to trust your gut instinct. They say women's intuition. Men have gut instincts as well. If you notice that a person is falling back, not really and truly showing you the things that you need in order to feel comfortable or confident about moving forward, then it's time to have a conversation. not an aggressive conversation, not a demanding conversation. And I will tell you, if you guys just met, it's definitely not the time to try to gauge interest level. But if you've been in a pattern in which you're in contact with this person, and it's been weeks or months, let's just say months, and you're noticing and you're questioning things, you should be able to have an open and honest conversation to try to figure out where you guys stand, okay? Understand each person shows interests different than the next. Sometimes conversations open up bigger conversations and a lot of confusion is cleared up. So take everything with a grain of salt. Do not allow your feelings or emotions to overcome you and allow a person's lack of interest to make you feel less than what you are or who you are. If you want to find out more about interest level, I will suggest you go to the Dating While Black podcast.com website and search for the article, either the title of this episode, which is Are They Interested, or Interest Level, and some tips will come up. All right. So thank you so much for joining. Check out the next episode. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the sites and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.